Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the yisod that lav shein bo ma'isa ein lo ken alav. The Magid Mishnah says, but if it could have a ma'isa, you do get malchus. And we said only if you were active. In other words, there's doing an action and there's you being active. In order for you to get malchus, when the lav has an action, you have to be active. And we said that the definition of active means that you both by tmura, that you both akimas fasa is not enough, but also the dibur sabid ma'isa. That a mice is done with what you're as a result of what you say. There's a mice, meaning the animal's changed its status. And by tmura, the reason you're getting malchus is because of piyashmua. We have a tradition according to the Rambam, because by tmura there's never a mice. By tmura there's never a real mice. You're active when you be dibur sabed mice, but there's never an action. And the Gemara says that. Three things you get malchus in slav shem u'maisa tumura nishba or makalas chaver of the shame. And then Rabbi Yochanan says no, don't learn the inyan of tumura because b'dibur is abed maisa. So what we explained pshat was that the Gemara is saying that it's in a different category. Although it's sof embo maisa, but it's in a different category, and that answers the kasha of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, why don't you? Why does the Gemara also say not only b'dibur v'sav b'maisa, also akimas fasav avi maisa? That was the Avnezer's understanding. The Gemara is saying that it has a maisa. So if it has a maisa, so just mention both that b'dibur v'sav b'maisa and also akimas fasav is a maisa, like Rabbi Yochanan holds by Chasima that akimas fasav is a maisa. So the answer is that the Gemara is just not talking about the ikar din. The Gemara is saying in biyachas to the other two. The other two are just akimas fasain. And here it's saying here you have the added element. Of the Dibur Sabed Maisa, that the status of the animal changes, and therefore don't categorize it with the other two. Self, you're getting malchus because it's Mipi Hashmua. And as Mefurish like that in Rashi, Rashi writes the Rashi Lotisni, B'chal Shalam Chamba Maisa, don't learn with the other lab and they don't have a Maisa. Meaning it's in a different category. Self, none of them have a Maisa. But here's a different category of not Maisa. There it's not Maisa because it's just Dibur, here it's not Maisa. There's no action, it's just you're active. What makes you active? The fact that you spoke and, as we said, was necessary in the previous year, the animal status changed. Okay, so the Avnei Nezer, why do you only mention the Dibur Sabed Maisa? Because we're trying to show not to categorize it with the others. Gevaldik. Now, the Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin and Aleph writes the reason you get Malchus by Tumura, even though Ein Bo Maisa, is because it's an exception to the rule. It's Gzeiras HaKasuv. And then he writes, it's not enough. Hakimas Vasa Dimu Chayiv. You need the fact that Bidur was Abed Maisa, that there was a change in the animal when you did Tumura. So the Menachas Chinuch already asked, excuse me, you're putting two reasons together. Two different reasons, meaning that don't work together. Because the first reason holds, Mamanashach. If you hold that it's a Maisa, you have a Maisa, Mishum, this Abed Maisa. If it's a Maisa, because you did a Maisa, came out of it, the animal changed. So why don't you need Xeris HaKasuv by Tumura? And if it's not considered a ma'isa, then why does the Mechinuch mention it? So based on what we said, it's very good. Because Tamura is a nuchiyuv. It's a chiddush that you're chayiv by Tamura. But the chiddush is not to be mechayiv him when he's not active, but when he doesn't do an action. Because active he is. There is a pa'ula, he is being active. By his dibur, he's his sabed maisa. So, Mimele is correct. First he says, that's Xeris HaKasuv, that you're chayv by tumura. And then he says that you're still active, but there's no action. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is even though you're active, since there's no action, you're chayiv. So the Sefer HaChinuch starts and he says, now why do you get Malchus? And he says,
So,
the Torah is Machayev, even though Ein Bo Maisa. Don't think it's because he's moving his mouth. That's a maisa, because we conclude in Sanhedrin 65a that it's not considered a maisa. It's not considered a maisa, and you get malchus anyway. And then he says, "Vayter." So it's not enough. Akimas Fasayim. He says here you have another element. You also have the fact that Bidibura Avid Maisa. Meaning that you're not mechayev him when he doesn't do a pula. Because he's doing a pula. Chiddush is rechayev him because he's not doing a maisa. I mean, he's being active. But he's not doing an action. So therefore he's telling us that there's a chiddush that he's chayiv. This isn't considered a regular maisa. But then the chiddush is that even though he's doing a pula, because he has this to be the Bidibur Sabbat maisa and Akimas Fasayim, which is considered an action, being him being active, he's not passive. But nevertheless he's chayiv because he's not doing a maisa. And that's why I need the Xeris HaKosev. You chayv him because he's not doing an action, even though he's not doing an action. And then you're going to ask, if so, Tzibur v'shutfin shelo chol b'em tshimur lo yilku. Wait a second. So, Tzibur and Shutfin, they don't have tshimur, so they shouldn't get malchus. What are you saying? You're saying here you're getting malchus because there's a lack of a, despite the fact there's a lack of a maisa, but there has to be a pu'ula involved. In other words, he has to be active. That's why it says over here that he's active. It's saying he's active, and that's why he's chayv together with the zeres hakasa. Even though he's active, even though he's not doing a maisa, he's meaning he's not doing an action, but he is active. The chiddush is that he's chayv. But Akopanim, the chinuch says that he has to be active. That's why the Chinuch mentions at the end, don't say it's because of a Kimus Fasayim, that's not enough. But in addition to that, B'dibur Sabin Maisa. So you see that he's being active. But nevertheless, he's still gonna it's still a Chiddush because he's not doing an action. So it's a Chiddush that he's Chayiv. So if that's true, that you need him to be active, then why is he Chayiv by Tzibur and Shutfin? There, B'dibur, he's not Misabin Maisa. He's not doing any Maisa with his Dibur. Because the animal isn't turning into Tzmur. And the answer is that the Chiddush is if there's a pu'ula, meaning if he's active. And nevertheless, once you're already saying that you get Malchus by Tumura, you always get Malchus. Good. Gevaldik. And now we go further. This we can be Miyashiv, maybe the Kasha of the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah, the 18th parak of Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Halacha Beis. In the words of the Gemara over there, and Tzmur Yasir Rav Dimi Bikarmel HaShemaitze. Rav Dimi said over that lav and itik lesse, if the lav can be fixed by an essay, you don't get malchus. So Abai says to him, is that true? That any lav that's nitik lesse, you don't get malchus? What about Tzmur? Tzmur is a lav and itik lesse, right? The animal becomes holy. That's the essay that's menatik the lav. And you still get malchus. So how can you say you don't get malchus? And I'm bringing Mishnah. And the Gemara says, no, one essay and two lavs, meaning the essay that's menatik is only one essay. And when you do tumura, you're over on two lavs. And therefore, you get malchus. Lav nitik lesse, you don't get malchus, but here you do because it's two against one. And sorry, it's the Rambam. Tumura, 1-1, for this reason, because one essay and two lavs, or because the lav shabbah is in shabbah la'essay shabbah. In other words, you could be over on the lav, even in cases where you don't have the essay, like Bitzit and Shutfin. So, frekta lecha mishnah, the lechayra, the whole kash of the Gemara, is according to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds that Tmure is a lav sheyesh bo maise. Right? Because he says, Ah, lotus ni pashpat in the Gemara, right? He says, don't learn Tmura. Because with Dibur is avid maise. With his Dibur, he's doing a deed. With his Dibur, he's doing a maise. So therefore, it has a maise over here, Tmure. So Tmure is a lav sheyesh bo maise. And there's no special Xeris HaKosuv according to Rabbi Yochanan, for malchus by tumura. And therefore, the Gemara is asking, you shouldn't get malchus. Why? Because nitik lase, in other words, even though it's a lav sheish bo maisa, and there's no special gzeris hakosuv for malchus by tumura. So the kasha is, no, what are you giving him malchus for? It's nitik lase. It's nitik lase. Don't say yesh bo ase. Yesh bo maisa, and you should get malchus. Tell me that ain't bo malchus. Because the essay is nitik, is the lab is menatik, the essay is menatik the lab. Notice this whole mahalach of the Gemara is only Rabbi Yochanan Shita. There's no special gzeres hakasav by malchus by tumura. It's a lav shishbo maisa, and it's saying in those lav shishbo maisa you shouldn't get malchus because the lab is nitik l'essay. But if the lav hachi ain't bo maisa, but let's say. Belav hachi, anyway, ain bo maisa. And why are you getting malchus? Because zeres hakasav. So we no longer have a kasha from nitik lase. Why not? Because zeres hakasav. What are you asking me? You're asking me, saying, "Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. I have my word with you. You're telling me that you shouldn't be getting malchus because the lav is nitik lase. Normally, you get malchus on a lav shishbo maisa." But this lav is nitik lase, you're not getting malchus. Terrific. The only problem is that if it's gzeres hakasav, you have no kasha. Because you're right, it's nitik lase, but it's gzeres hakasav. So gzeres hakasav, you have no kasha. And since frekt the lecha mishnah, 18th paragraph of Sanhedrin lecha beis, the Rambam writes that it's gzeres hakasav. Because otherwise, ain bo maisa, right? Excuse me, because otherwise, yesh bo maisa. Now, if it's zeres hakasav, then it's a lashem bo maisa. So the Rambam holds Xeris HaKosav. So how's the Rambam learning? The Rambam says Xeris HaKosav, it must be that it's a lav shein bo maisa. So what's the kasha from Nitik L'Essay? The Rambam asks the kasha from Nitik L'Essay, but in the Rambam's sheet it's not a kasha. Because the Rambam holds that it's Xeris HaKosav. So the Xeris HaKosav is no kasha from Nitik L'Essay. It's Xeris HaKosav. Inachan HaMitz Nitik L'Essay is HaKosav. If you hold Yesh bo maisa, and then you can ask the kasha, it's nitik lase. But if you hold ain bo maisa, so why are you getting malchus? You're getting malchus zeres hakasu. So the lobaya, you're getting malchus zeres hakasu. No kasha, it's nitik lase. Zeres hakasu. But lavach is zeres hakasu milchay malchus b'tmur. That's the kasha of lechem mishnah, if I'm reading it correctly. However, guf ma shekasu v'rambam sarachi. Why? We have to understand the Rambam. If there's a pasuk to be milchay b'tmura. Why does the Gemara say in Tumura 3a, above Mitzvah 91a, that the Mishnah in Tumura and Daf Beis, that you get 40 Malkos by Tumura, is like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Lav Shein Bo Maisa like in Olav. By Tumura, it's Gzeres HaKasav from the Pasuk, according to the Rambam. The Rambam is learning that it's Xeris HaKasav. So how does the Rambam explain the Gemara that says that you're getting Malkus, you're getting 40 lashes by Tumura? That's like Rabbi Yehuda. Or Zav Shembo Maisa, Lokan Alav. Not because lav shein bo maisa lo ken olav. It's because by tumura this is xeris hakasav. Lav shein bo maisa ain lo ken olav. And tumura is xeris hakasav. So we have to understand the Rambam. The lecha mishnah perek yud gimel mischiras halacha beis zominanis. Also the Rambam writes the alfusa to be mechayev malchus b'tumura. We don't have it. What's the Yalfusa? So the Achronim derive it from various places. Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns it from Daf Yud Zayin, when Merabit Yerchayv, whether it's Shogeg or Mezid. So he says it's only a Nafkamina like Abi Malkus, and the Amud Deor brings the Gemara in Tzmura 2b, that women are also Chayv in Tzmura. He's the Gemara, he says the Nidon Deor is like Abi Malkus, brings to the Tzur Lashonis of Rashi. Akobanim, it's not explicit. That you get Malkus by Tzmura is not explicit. So we have in front of us, Rabbi Isai, is we have this Kasha. We have the Kasha of the whole Mahalach of the Gemara, that the Gemara is bothered that it's a Lavanitic Lase, is only because it's like Rabbi Yochanan, that Tumur is a Lav Shishbo Maisa. But if you hold Tumur is a Lav Shishbo Maisa, why are you getting Malkus Zeros HaKosef? So then it's not a Kasha why you're getting Malkus even though it's Nitik Lase. Say this, it's Nitik Lase. Why, what, Mazem Mishaneh? It doesn't make a difference because it's Xeris HaKasi if you're getting Malkus. So we understand why the Gemara is bothered. Why is the Rambam bothered? The Gemara is bothered because the Gemara is going with the Mahalach that it's Yechayib because of the Lav Shem B'Maisa Lokan Alav. That because it's like Rabbi Yochanan, holds that Tumur is a Lav Shem B'Maisa. And since Tumur is a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, so then, but it's a ma'isa is nitik lase. So that's why the Gemara is bothered. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds that it's gzeiros hakasev that you're getting malchus. So gzeiros hakasev, it shouldn't bother us that there's a lav and nitik lase, you're going to be getting malchus anyway. That was one kasha. And the other kasha is guf Rambam tzarichim, tzarichim guf divrei Rambam. Because if we were to have a pasuk to be mechayiv tumura, why does the Gemara say in Tumura 3a and above Metzia 91a that the Mishnah that you get 40 malchus is like Rabbi Yehuda holds lav shem b'maisa lo kanala? Tumura is gzeiros hakasev. That is Lav Shem HaMaisa Lokan, the Rambam has the Gzeiros HaKosev. And then we saw that the Rambam, we don't know what the Rambam's pasuk is, but it's not explicit. It's derived from various limudim in the Gemara. So according to this, Imritz Hashem, we're going to attend Ryan in the Teretz in the next year, and we're going to answer these kashas hopefully, and we're going to see more nefilos mitaretz Hashem. Please stay tuned. This was amazing. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.